Last week, the Arizona Corporation Commission did what had seemed impossible for a time. The regulators approved changes to the state's renewable energy standards. Arizona's public electric utilities will have to get half of their energy from carbon-free sources, like solar and nuclear energy, by 2035, and all of their energy from carbon-free sources by 2050. But the split vote decision did not come without controversy. Joining us now to tell us more is Ryan Randazzo with the Arizona Republic. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, good morning.
So who supported this change, and did the vote hold any surprises, perhaps other than the fact that it actually happened?
Well, there was definitely some robust debate over how to achieve these goals. In the end, Republican Chairman Robert Burns and Republican Boyd Dunn, along with Democrat Sandra Kennedy, who actually put forth this proposal, they were the three that voted for it. Republican Leah Marquez Peterson said she supported going carbon-free, but she did not want this interim requirement where a percentage of the energy has to come from renewables. So what they were debating there is whether the utility should have to invest in things like solar and wind, or whether they could achieve these goals by just reducing carbon however they saw fit. And of course, you could reduce carbon by using nuclear energy or by efficiency measures as well. So that's kind of deep in the weeds, but that's where they were disputing things. It might have gone to a 4-to-1 vote had this renewable component not been included. But other states in the region have that renewable goal as well. And the people who supported this wanted to somewhat match what the other Western states going this direction have done.
Well, yes, let's talk about where this puts Arizona relative to our neighbors. How does this plan compare to what some states, you know, right next door to us have in place?
Well, without this rule in place, the states of California, Colorado, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, and Washington all have more ambitious renewable energy goals. If this gets its final vote and moves ahead, then Arizona jumps over Montana, Oregon, and Washington, except for Washington has a little bit earlier timeline when they want zero carbon. So it definitely moves the needle for the state of Arizona in requiring utilities to use renewable energy and to reduce carbon emissions.
What are the utilities saying about this, those who are going to be affected by it?
Well, the big ones, Arizona Public Service and Tucson Electric, both pretty much have these goals in place for themselves. They're going to be held to it now by state regulators. But, you know, after the 2018 ballot measure that would have required them to use clean energy, after they had to spend so much money to defeat that, APS set voluntary goals for themselves that are pretty close to what the regulators want now. And they were not there last week arguing against this or for it. I think that they recognize this is where they're going to need to go. Their customers are pressuring them to do this. You have bipartisan support at the Corporation Commission to push them in this direction. So I think their response is what it usually is we'll follow the rules that the commission sets. Now, sometimes they have a heavy hand in choosing those regulators or helping them decide policies like this. But like I said, they were not there last week complaining about this at the meeting.
Well, and if, as you say, the rules that the regulators put into place are largely in line with what the utilities maybe are already planning to do themselves anyway, maybe this isn't such a big shift for them.
Well, it's a big shift, but they already know they're going there. So I think that's the key, is that they do share some concerns about how they're going to completely eliminate carbon and how they're going to have to turn to battery storage to sort of bottle up all the renewable energy that they can produce when the sun is shining bright or when the wind is blowing, and then use it when those resources aren't available. So they definitely have some concerns, but they know they need to be doing this on their own anyways. And the coal plants that they still do operate are costing them a lot of money. APS has a rate hike before the commission now, and a large chunk of the increase they're looking for is to pay for renovations they made at a New Mexico coal plant. So they realize that those expenses don't sit very well with either the regulators or their customer base either.
All right. That is Ryan Randazzo with the Arizona Republic. Ryan, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.